We're right here for every catch-up between classes, for every personal best, for every ambition. Here at Canterbury Christchurch University, you're part of a vibrant community that celebrates every small win and every big moment. That's what makes us fifth in the UK for student experience, based on the Sunday Times Good University Guide 2026. Discover the degree for you at canterbury.ac.uk. Canterbury Christchurch University. We're right here with you.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, December 11th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Disney is making a $1 billion investment in OpenAI and will allow the AI platform to use its characters and properties to generate short, user-prompted social videos. The three-year licensing deal will let users generate videos using Sora, OpenAI's short-form AI video platform, of more than 200 Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar characters. A selection of these short videos will be available to stream on Disney+. Oracle stock is on pace for its worst day since January. Investors are fretting over how much the company is spending to build out AI data centers for OpenAI and others. Shares are down roughly 14%. The stock hasn't fallen more than 10% since late January, when concerns about the success of DeepSeek, a Chinese AI startup, knocked U.S. tech stocks. Oracle's results yesterday showed its quarterly capital spending hit $12 billion, overshooting consensus estimates by 44%. That's according to FactSet. Overall revenue and operating income fell slightly short of expectations, as did AI-related cloud infrastructure revenue. And smartphone and laptop makers will face a squeeze from the renewed rise in memory prices. That's according to research firm TrendForce. It expects a sharp jump in dynamic RAM costs in early 2026 to pressure margins, forcing brands to rethink pricing and product specs. TrendForce warns that even Apple won't be spared. Higher memory costs will likely drive up production costs for upcoming iPhones, potentially limiting the price cuts Apple usually makes for older models. Plus, budget and mid-range Android brands may have to raise prices and adjust product life cycles to avoid deeper losses. The firm says laptop makers could hold on in the short term, but will need to eventually shift to lower specs or higher price tags. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.